So this is Radio Kate here at MozFest 2016, and wow, what a weekend. So much stuff going on. 10 different floors of things. I'm counting zero as a separate floor. It goes all the way up to 9. And just when I thought I'd probably seen everything, I popped down to a floor that somehow I missed, and I'm looking at some wallpaper. And there's a nice lady here called Emily Thorne. She's from Art Codes, University of Nottingham. And she has just told me that this wallpaper reminds me a bit of William Morris, has got code embedded in it somehow. Tell me more.
So it's new software that's topological. So by the process of the designers producing the image, they use a set of drawing rules with very technical terms. We have regions, boundaries, and blobs. And by combining all of those things together, they can embed code, essentially like a QR, that triggers a URL using an app called Art Codes, funnily enough.
See what we did there?
Yeah. And so you scan it and you gain pieces of information. So the wallpaper here was all based around British wildlife and how to conserve the British wildlife in your back garden. So all the information is like parts of surveys for different like wildlife conservation people to just finding information on how to make a hedgehog home, hence the hedgehog.
So you've got more than one code in here. So let me just sort of try and explain this design. It is a very kind of William Morris-inspired thing. They've got honeysuckle and a bee. I can see a snail over here, some birds. I love the hedgehog.
Yeah.
There's a frog. Now, I can't really tell where this code is hidden, but you were explaining to me before that it depends on these different areas, contiguous areas, and the number of blobs within them.
Yeah.
So a little froggy here
is not a code.
Okay. But what about this ladybird and the flowers over here?
Yeah, so in part of this, there's four crests that make up the design. So in each crest, there is a section of it that encompasses those three region boundaries and blobs. And so what the software does is it looks for enclosed spaces called regions. It counts how many of them are connected together using the boundary. And then what it does is it looks inside each region to find how many blobs, which are solid shapes, and it counts those, and basically it orders it numerically. But this software then also uses color filtering so that you can create depth of field in your imagery. So it basically, there's the dark colors, which are these blue, teal, greens, and then behind it are all these peach colors. So the software removes all the peach from the image first, leaving only the teal colors left. So basically you're able to create depth of design and features, and then it will look for those boundaries, regions, blobs, count them together. But what's even more for this wallpaper is that from different angles, it will arrange those numbers in a different order, therefore triggering different information when you scan it.
So how many different websites or bits of content could I be pointed to from the wallpaper in front of us here?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Wow.
10. So it essentially it's using, without going too technical, it's using surface area. So obviously perception changes the surface area of the image. So we've programmed 10, but there's more. I mean, because if we would be able to scan from above or below, we could add from each crest, you could have a maximum of 4. So, and there's 4 crests, so.
And I mean, this is, I'm bewildered. I think it's amazing. And the wallpaper itself is a beautiful design. I kind of feel like I could be buying this in Liberty's, but I mean, is it for sale anywhere? Or can you ask for somebody to design secret codes into your wallpaper at home?
Yeah, I think the point that we did want is to move as far away from code. We don't want it to look like code. And sometimes people question, yeah, but how do you know that there's code in it? But that's the point, is that it has to stand on its own and be a beautiful thing. And we want beautiful interaction. That's what we aim to do. So we have just done this as a research project, but we are looking for people who might want to install it and be part of a research project. And they can just go on the artcodes.co.uk website and contact us. Or we then will move on to try and get a manufacturer to produce it to sell. And you can produce your own experiences from it.
So awesome. Now, once you've designed the wallpaper and put in those codes, is that it? They are now programmed and will always point to the same thing? Or is there a way that you can update the pattern so it tells you something different?
So essentially the design doesn't change and the codes are always there, but what those codes trigger can be completely hackable and changeable and customized. So within your own home, we can auto-generate, so you have your own codes for just you, and then you can program it to do what you want it to do. And on a seasonal or on a weekly basis, you want to, oh no, I don't want to see that anymore, you can change it and have your own content.
And have MI5 been in touch? Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, never mind sort of passing information with, you know, suitcases and or recognising people in the street with the carnation. You could just invite people to tea in a particular cafe at a certain time and the information
is there.
Could be there. Ooh.
Yeah. Essentially, you could leave it as an information wall. Its uses are up for debate, essentially. What do you want it to do? It probably can do it. It's just a different way of using interaction and illustration.
And it is a lot more beautiful than a QR code. Thanks. Definitely.
That's what it should do.
That's the main aim. Wow, thank you ever so much. Now, where do we find out more?
www.artcodes.co.uk.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
No worries.